It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's bring in Nathaniel Rakich, senior elections analyst with 538 and ABC this morning. Nathaniel, you watched these debates differently than the rest of us. What was your take on it?
Yeah, I think that both candidates had their kind of moments of strength. I agree that the kind of January 6th and 2020 election segment was one for Walz. I also think that Vance presented himself with kind of a much gentler sheen than he has done to the past. So, for example, you know, he didn't repeat the claims about immigrants eating pets when given the answer. He kind of was talking about how he's standing up for the American people against, you know, the dangers of illegal immigration, and really tried to come across as much more likable. So I think they both had their moments. And, you know, I think as a result, the debate was kind of a tie.
Nathaniel, both candidates, at least to me, they came off as respectful, willing to hear each other out. Big surprise there compared to what we saw in the presidential debate. Both of them even agreed with each other on some items. Are voters going to take note of that? And do you think it'll change the perception of both candidates?
Yeah, we've already seen a couple of polls from overnight showing that both candidates' favorable rating rose as a result of the debate. So I think that, you know, that could have an impact. But yeah, I thought that was striking too. And I think, you know, it is kind of sad that, you know, we're in a day and age where it's remarkable that, you know, candidates are polite to each other and civil, and, you know, that is something that we all pay attention to and is seen as kind of a bonus.
All right. I guess the next thing is, will it make a difference on election day?
Yeah, that is probably a big fat no. If you look back at past VP debates and how they changed the polls, they basically didn't. The last time the polls moved more than a single percentage point in the wake of a VP debate was 2000. So these debates, you know, really don't seem to be moving the needle, which kind of goes into the broader, you know, research about how vice presidential candidates in general don't really move the needle unless they are kind of like they really bomb the way that like Sarah Palin did, for example.
Nathaniel, thank you. Nathaniel Rakich, senior elections analyst with ABC and 538.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.